You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Well, as people flock to beaches this summer, some unseen threats to their health are living in the water, and we're not talking about sharks. There's a flesh-eating bacteria that's infected a South Texas man who was fishing in the Gulf of Mexico. He is hospitalized now for the Vibrio vulnificus infection. That's a germ that lurks in the warm waters of the Gulf. He's being treated at a hospital in Galveston and may have to have his arm amputated. Dr. Junda Wu, medical director of San Antonio Metropolitan Health District, told Texas Public Radio that the microorganism can be virulent.
If you get it in your blood through an open cut, it can be deadly, and usually just within a day or two, it can spread very quickly.
The infected man had been wade fishing in the Gulf when he was exposed. Vibrio vulnificus infection is a yearly seasonal threat from May to October. Last year, there were more than 100 reported cases in Texas alone. Dr. Wu suggests if you have an open wound and you're heading for the coast, stay out of the water to avoid potential exposure to the bacteria.
Unfortunately, it's safer to just avoid that. You can still go to swimming pools and you can have fun in other ways.
And keep in mind, you don't have to go to the beach to get infected with the Vibrio vulnificus, as a less serious form of infection can also be acquired by eating raw, contaminated seafood. Symptoms include intestinal distress for a few days. To learn more, go to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's website, cdc.gov/Vibrio. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.